You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Salt. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. As thoughts of returning to school for our nation's children approaches, so does, for many children, the worries about going and being separated again from their parents. So today, I'm taking a question from a listener whose child is expressing nervousness about the start of school. Actually, it's perfectly normal to have a fear of being separated from a parent, starting at about age 6 months, and often resolving at about the time school starts. But many children continue to have separation anxiety even after they begin school, some even into high school, and some even into college. Separation anxiety often runs in families, as do many types of anxiety disorders. If you or your partner have memories of feeling nervous about leaving home for school or experience some sort of intense homesickness, it really should come as no surprise that your child may as well. Kids who were shy as babies around new things, for example, initially looking away when presented with a new toy, or around unfamiliar people, are biologically more likely to experience separation anxiety. Parents who express discomfort of their own and exhibit anxiety about introducing their children to new things, who worry that other places are dangerous in some way, and expose their kids to limited novelty, will also increase the likelihood that their children will have separation anxiety. Another factor that impacts separation anxiety for a child is a past history of trauma or a current stressor in the child's life, like divorce, moving homes, or the loss of a family member or even a pet. Exposure to information about something dangerous happening in school can also increase a child's anxiety, and unfortunately, there has been a fair amount of news regarding things like school shootings this past year. If your child, regardless of his age, expresses anxiety about going to school or says he doesn't want to go, he may be struggling with separation anxiety that began before school even started. If kids are younger, they may not even recognize that this is the reason they feel anxious, and instead, you may just see some regression in behavior, like more clinginess than usual, or reticence to play with other children, a loss of some milestones that they had already accomplished, like potty training, being more teary, or having more tantrums than usual, or even expressing fears that harm will come to you or to themselves. So with that, let's turn to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, my daughter will be starting third grade this year. About a week ago, she started saying things about not really wanting to go back to school, about missing me too much, and about worry she has whether I will be safe while she's at school and if she will be safe at school. She has often had some difficulty missing me at the start of the school years, but this, starting up already in the summer, this is new and it has me concerned. What can I do to help her relax and not get even more nervous as school starts? Explaining to your daughter now that these types of thoughts she is having, like, will you be in danger? Will she be in danger? Are really typical for separation anxiety, and that they don't mean that you or she will be in any danger at all, that they are simply thoughts, and thinking things doesn't make them real. That her thoughts don't predict anything, that they are simply worry thoughts, which happens to a lot of kids when they are anticipating a separation. So rather than continually reassuring her that you are fine and she is fine, which actually does provide instant relief, but that relief will then reinforce the worry thoughts and make them continue and perhaps even be stronger, it would be better if you can tell her that those worry thoughts, as I would label them, are trying to boss her around. They're trying to make her afraid of school. And they are not real or accurate in terms of what happens in the world. And therefore, she can and should boss them back. Tell her that worries like this are not the boss of her, and she is not going to listen to them. She is instead going to go to school and listen to the thoughts about all the cool things that she'll be able to do there. Then, in the meantime, I'd suggest doing what you can to familiarize her with her setup for next year while it's still summer, because it is the unknown and uncertainty that often drive anxiety. So, for example, walk her to the school now. See if you can arrange to let her see the classroom. Set up playdates with kids who'll be in her class. You might even see if the teacher would agree to a meetup to say hi. Spend time talking about what third grade will look like, the subjects she will learn about, what recess time is like, and ways for her to manage anxiety as it pops up. This may, for example, be something like teaching her slow, relaxing, deep breathing that she can use if she starts to feel nervous, or imagining a peaceful and lovely place that she knows. Any technique that can help her to feel calmer on the spot that she knows she can use. You can have some conversations to address specific school anxiety, like what to do if a friend isn't so nice. What are some things she could say? Or what if she doesn't understand something the teacher taught or she missed a direction? What are some things she could do? Just having these strategies for concerns at school will help her to reduce the school anxiety. Whatever you do, do not tell her that she can stay home when she worries about you or herself. This will reinforce her anxiety, and she can develop a true school phobia, which is really detrimental to her and harder to treat. If you do many of these things, her anxiety is likely to dissipate as school approaches. I hope that was helpful. I'll be right back with some tips for dealing with separation anxiety.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Back with some tips for separation anxiety. There are many ways to help your child through separation anxiety to make it easier for them to leave home for school every day. First and foremost, check your own anxiety. If you feel nervous about your child going to school, about being away from you, about harm coming to them and the like, then your child will pick up on that and it will keep their anxiety high. You will be providing evidence that there is plenty to fear. This is often unwittingly the case because once you have been a child with separation anxiety, it is not unusual to grow into an adult and a parent with separation anxiety that gets expressed in the form of fear of being separated from your child. So first, parent, heal thyself. Think about your fears and how you can either grapple with them to decrease them or to seek your own help therapeutically to decrease them so that you would be able to stop transmitting this fear to your child. The next step is to actively create familiarity in regards to new settings or changes ahead of time, whenever possible, so that they no longer seem so new or uncertain. It is uncertainty that is often the fuel of anxiety, so the more familiarity you can create, the better. For example, if you move and your child must start a new school, ask the school to let you visit the classroom ahead of time. Show your child where he or she will walk in, tell the child what will happen, see the halls, the classroom, the cafeteria. If you can meet the teacher before your child makes the switch to that school, even better. If you haven't already, create a goodbye ritual for when you will say goodbye in the morning. Having a routine and a ritual breeds certainty and comfort. Make the ritual short and sweet. Prolonged goodbyes increase anxiety. If you're dropping your child off, don't linger, as this makes your child have to keep deciding between being with you and getting engaged in the classroom. And your child will pick you. Even if your child isn't changing schools, she may still be struggling with the recent start to the new school year. If so, talk to the school about finding a staff member who will help your child after you drop her off and say goodbye to be engaged in the room. Identify a go-to person your child can be with if she's struggling, and make it clear to your child this person is someone you trust to stand in for you when you're not there. Younger children often benefit from taking a comfort transitional object with them in their backpack or to have in their cubby. This should not be their most beloved stuffed animal or blanket because it could get lost or damaged, but another one that they like from home to be able to touch or cuddle if they're feeling anxious during the day. If your child brings lunch, tuck in a note or something a little fun so that he's reminded you're thinking of him and so he feels connected to you. Make sure that you or whoever is retrieving your child after school is not late. Lateness or ever being left at school will increase his anxiety about going in the first place. Some children benefit from a watch to be able to see what time it is and know what time you will be coming for them. Once you do get to them, be enthusiastic and curious about what they did during the day and make it fun for them to tell you about what they have been doing. Whenever possible, prepare in advance for the next day. Help them have everything laid out and ready so the morning is relaxed, less rushed, and less stressed. Have them pick out their outfit, pack their backpack, make their lunch choices, and anything else they can easily do ahead of time. Get up early enough to be ready before them so you can help them and leave with plenty of time to not be rushed. Then choose your spot to say goodbye with your ritual and then cheerfully say goodbye. You can expect that separation anxiety can take some weeks to resolve. Do not let your child stay home from school to manage their anxiety. This can quickly turn into a school refusal problem. If the anxiety is making it difficult for your child to function at school, or if your child is so withdrawn that he or she can't make friends, participate, or speak up, then an evaluation from a child psychologist or psychiatrist may be needed. Treatment can be extremely effective, reasonably quick, and is very important because, left untreated, other anxieties may develop, may become more debilitating, or lead to anxiety in adolescence or even adulthood. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All centers remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Salt.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.